Good morning, podcasting morning chat. Today is Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024. And today we're going to be discussing the different ways that we can support one another as podcasters. And also maybe a controversial question to kick off the morning as well. So if you don't mind, if you're listening live here on Clubhouse, please hit the share button, bottom left-hand side of the screen, and share this however Clubhouse allows you to do it. And if you're listening via podcast, please share this with a fellow podcaster. And if you don't mind, give us about 2 minutes and we'll get things rolling. Thanks for being here. Good morning again, podcasting morning chat. Thanks for being here on this Tuesday. Hope everyone had a great April Fool's Day. I'm curious if anybody got fooled. There were a couple attempts made on me, but I held strong. I knew it was April Fool's. Somebody sent me a fake Facebook post that said Michael Jordan was returning to the game of basketball. It was a relatively convincing post, but being the fact that it said he was returning and right across the graphic on the post, it said April 1st, 2024, the return or something like that. When you see April 1st and you see something like that, I mean, come on, you can do better. I did think it was clever. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I could tell Mark was on edge yesterday because I sent him an article and the first thing he said was April Fool's.
Yes. Yes. Nick sent me an article, an AI related article, and it almost sounded like it couldn't be true, but it was. What was it again?
If I would have been thinking, I would have been messing with you a little bit more throughout the day.
What was the article?
Adobe Express. It's like Adobe's version of Canva. They implemented their own GPT in like ChatGPT's GPT store. So it functions very similar to Canva, where you go to the GPT, you tell it what you want, as far as like a design, like I want a flyer for my podcast. And then it will create that design and then you can open it up directly in Adobe Express to continue editing and what.
Got it. Yes, that's what it was. And for some reason, when I just didn't believe that the two were teaming up. And again, probably just because it was April Fool's. What's up, Walt?
Yeah, I almost got. I think if I just didn't continue to read, I would have been like, oh man, Spotify's going crazy. But I saw on Pod News, they were like, yeah, Spotify just released this Spotify Match, a new dating app to help listeners of Joe Rogan find each other. I was like, yo, that is wild. Yeah, but that's crazy though, because I feel like, that could definitely happen. I know there's apps that you know, help people match based on music listening. So
yeah, that's true. Now you got me thinking, yeah, I mean, it's actually not a bad idea if there was this app that matched people based on their podcast habits, the kinds of shows that they listen to.
Turn your conference this summer to a whole dating thing.
That's true. That's a whole new concept. All right. Here's what I will do. Let's jump in. All right. So today we are talking about ways that we can support one another, not just within this community, but in general, supporting fellow podcasters, fellow content creators. How do we do it? Why do we do it? And there's a icebreaker question I do want to get into. It actually was inspired by, I think I even mentioned it last week. I was watching an Instagram Live with four of our community members, Paula, Soda, Jackie, and Amanda Yoa. And they were talking about this. This was their topic for their live. They were talking about the different ways to support one another and how they've done it, what they've done in the past. And Paula said something that sparked this particular question. She was talking about how it's okay for if we want to go and rate, review a podcast to support another podcaster, even if we haven't consumed that show. So in other words, let's say I go to Sid and I say, Sid, please, would you do me a favor and go rate and review the Podcasting Morning Chat? And let's assume Sid doesn't have anything to do with the Podcasting Morning Chat. So I go to him and I ask him to rate and review, and he hasn't listened to it ever. But he says, yeah, sure, no problem. And he goes and he rates it and leaves a review. So my question to you first, it's a kind of a two-parter, and I'm going to start with Nick. The question is, do you do that? And I admit I've done that before. Do you share, comment on, leave a review, rate a fellow podcaster's content without fully diving into it? And do you believe that that's fair when it comes to the audience who's reading those reviews, looking at those ratings, etc.? Nick, the floor is yours.
Morning. So I know I definitely have, and not so much like anymore within like the last year or two. If I do rate and review, which I have no problem doing, but I'm usually speaking to my experience of that person and maybe not necessarily the podcast. So if I was going to go rate and review Sid's podcast, I might talk to like my experience with Sid and how smart Sid is in sales and marketing and things like that. I probably wouldn't speak directly to the podcast itself and say, oh, hey, yeah, this podcast is the best podcast I've ever listened to. And that said, not being an Apple user, leaving a review is very difficult. Usually I have to find my login and it's like a whole deal. So I don't leave a whole lot of reviews on Apple, to be honest.
Yeah, that's fair. And man, can Apple just fix that already?
You know, yeah, that'd be a huge problem.
Yeah. It's the biggest podcast platform around. Yes, still overall bigger than Spotify. I mean, I work with dozens of different podcasters, and I might know, I think, of those, I know maybe one or two that Spotify is actually the more listened to platform for their podcast than Apple. Everyone else, it's Apple. And how does Apple just sit back and allow it to only if you are an Apple user or have an Apple ID, are you allowed to then interact with their content and leave reviews, etc.? It's only going to help the exposure, the discoverability of podcasts in general, if we can get more people to be able to interact with those platforms. Yeah, Sid, go ahead.
So, good morning, everybody. Yesterday, I mentioned pod engagement. I think that's how you say it, Mark, in our call, our planning call, right? Mm-hmm. And they have a feature called love the podcast or love this podcast, something like that. And I have it on my website under each episode where you can click a button and go to love the podcast. And it gives you the option to please rate and review in your favorite app. And it has Apple, Podchaser, Good Pods, and Spotify. I don't use Spotify, but if I click the Spotify link, it takes me and asks me to log into Spotify. So I say all that to say, does Spotify not offer an option for you to rate or review?
They do offer it. And by the way, I should say that reminded me, Sid, that you know, the same can be said about YouTube. I can't like a YouTube video unless I'm signed in. So I just want to call that out. And then, Sid, your question with Spotify, can it do that? Yes, you can rate. And I think the only way you can rate a podcast on Spotify is through the mobile app. You can't do it through the desktop app.
And you actually, because I have tried to do this before, you have to have listened to like an episode or two before it'll actually let you rate it. Like you can just go rate someone's thing without ever having listened to it before.
Okay, got it. And then Alex, you had something. Go ahead, Alex.
Yeah, I think the difference between what you were just saying about YouTube versus Apple is the bottom line is YouTube's just more accessible for people. And it's just more people use YouTube than they ever would Apple Podcasts. So the ratings for a YouTube might be just, it's just more user-friendly.
Yeah.
And I think that's the bottom line. And you're right. It is one of those great mysteries of the world. That if Jobs was still around, why is it like that?
Yeah, right. And I know Apple, part of it is that, you know, I think this is my opinion, but they have this, nobody's better than us, so we can do it our way. So yeah, even though I'm an Apple user, I see it, I know. They're a little bit of a little bit elitist, I would say. All right, I'm going to keep it going. Walt, I'm coming to you. So have you ever or do you share, comment, leave reviews for a fellow podcaster's content without fully diving into it? And what's your stance? Is that fair to an audience if we're doing that?
I think it kind of is like borders the line between ethical and unethical. Sorry, my computer's giving me a weird message.
I heard that little beep in the background.
You heard that beep?
Yeah.
So what's going on? Is this the end? Did y'all see Leave the World Behind? That movie just keeps popping up. I think it, for me personally, it kind of borders a lot of ethical and unethical. I was working at an agency, podcasting agency, and like when launching a show, they're like, everyone go review. And I wouldn't. Because I did at first when I was like, yeah, this don't even feel right. And I honestly don't like this show. I think as like when for us podcasters, there's like a lot of different ways you can support somebody. And leaving a review on Apple is like a okay way of supporting. But I don't know how helpful it is. Like it is good because, you know, when people's looking at a review, they'll see lots of glowing stuff. But if someone asks me to, I will listen to it. And if I like something, then I'll leave a review based on that. And also just to answer some people's question on Spotify, it's you could rate it and you can actually just skip ahead, just like move the time thingy to like a couple minutes and then you could leave a rating. You don't have to listen. So I have lots of thoughts, but I'll just share this one and then pass the mic. But I think that just talking about other people's shows, like I'm thinking about I don't even know however long ago it was, but Rena had mentioned the podcast Better Call Daddy, and somebody listening to the podcast knew her, tagged her, and she heard it and she was very appreciative of it, just me sharing about her show kind of somewhat in depth, even though I got a few things wrong. She really appreciated it, and she turned that into this audiogram that really actually sounds like the perfect commercial for a podcast, since Mark hearing it too. She posted it on Instagram, and that's just like a organic, natural way of supporting. It's like something that turned into social content that she could share and reach people who aren't looking for her show. So I think there's, you don't have to review it. If someone's asking you to do it, you don't necessarily want to. You'd be like, how about I do this? And if they don't accept that, then they got some deeper issues.
Yep.
That's all I'll say for now.
All right. Well, thank you, Walt. And so, yeah, Walt, I respect and appreciate what you're saying. If, you know, you were at this job and if they were asking you to review it and you didn't feel comfortable, you weren't going to review it. And that's kind of where I was not really trying to make anyone go, but I just wanted us to think about that a little bit, because I think a lot of us do that. And I don't know if how fair that is to an audience, because I do know ratings and reviews hold a lot of weight in really everything, right? Think about the choices that you make these days, especially when making purchases online. I don't know about you, but I will make the assumption that a lot of people do that, where it's, let me look at the reviews. Let me see how many stars this product or this service has received on average before I make that decision. It at the very least is a factor in a decision. And I think if people are being steered wrong, then it could actually hurt us as an industry. That's my opinion. Yeah, Nick, go ahead, and then we'll check in with some of the others here on stage.
Yeah, hearing Walt talk reminded me of something I forgot to mention, and you kind of hit on it as well, but you have to figure, like, if you're leaving a review on something you've never listened to, it's like stamping your approval on something that you don't even know what it is. And there could be someone that sees Mark left a review on a podcast and a glowing review of how great the podcast is, yet he's never listened to it before. Someone's going to tune into that because they might trust Mark already. And then when they get into it, it's like the audio quality's trash, the content's not very good. They're like, why would Mark leave such a good review on this thing? It sucks. Like, you also have your reputation as well to think about. Like, you wouldn't go recommend someone for a job that you didn't think was fit for the job. It's kind of the same way, obviously not as extreme of circumstances, but I mean, there is a bit of that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I know that Nick and I had a brand approach us about making a specific type of content or sharing a specific message that we just weren't on board with, because we didn't agree with it. We didn't think it would represent us well if we were to make a video that we really didn't stand behind. And I think that's the same idea as well. And look, and again, I'm admitting it. I've definitely done this. I've definitely left reviews on podcasts that I didn't really listen to, or maybe listened to like 5 minutes of it, which I don't know that, I just don't know if that's fair. Alex, go ahead.
Good morning, everybody. I know we're talking about all the positive reviews that you haven't heard. Well, it also works the other way too. All right. We got a review for our podcast and it was like a 1-star review. The guy was like railing us on everything he could. And at the end, he's like, good job. Keep going. That's like, dude, you just ruined everything. And I'm not saying that he ruined it all, but it does work both ways. And I think that there's no way to hide it. So I don't know if it is the algorithm, but it does work both ways. And if people want to tank your podcast, I think they can lift it or tank it either way. So you take it all with a grain of salt.
Thank you, Alex. And I don't know if anyone else could hear in the background or not. What music are we jamming to in the background, Alex?
Oh, we're not jamming. We are listening to Easy Bake Cook Off.
Oh, wow.
Netflix, because somebody is off today getting ready for her first in-person podcast at the library. So she's trying to chill out.
That is awesome. Yes. Alex and his daughter, the Daddy Daughter Bookworm podcast, they are doing a live thing this evening, right? This evening, Alex?
No, it's at 2 o'clock
okay.
Eastern Standard Time. And we had a couple of technical issues. Sorry for jumping the line, guys. And I didn't realize I need to buy a $20 splitter. And this went on for like about an hysterical hour trying to figure out how to do this, because we've all tried to, you know, rush to try to get something done. But we luckily did it the day before. And yeah, so we're ready. We've got everything that we need to do. But she's a little nervous. She just went upstairs, so she's a little nervous. But I told her, if we mess up, we mess up. And if we mess up, we just keep going, because that's what you do.
Yeah, exactly. This is a great lesson, great learning experience for her. And again, it's just so cool that you're doing this kind of stuff with her. I love that. Let me check in. We've got other people on the stage, and we still haven't officially heard from Sid and Simona, so I want to try to get to everybody. Let me check in with DR. DR, good morning. We are asking everybody, do you share, comment, review, all that stuff with of a fellow podcasters without fully diving into it?
Well, good morning from Nashville, Tennessee. And I'm going to jump over that question and go to the question of what can you do to support podcasters?
Love it.
So it was sometime last year, and I don't remember where I saw the post, but I saw it somewhere, and I reposted it in my podcast producers group. But it was make this day, adopt a podcaster day, where you would, you know, actually go the extra mile and listen and rate and review and post how much you liked it somewhere on your socials and stuff like that. And it was just, you know, adopt a podcaster day. And I thought, well, why can't that be like a weekly thing? Why can't you make like every Tuesday, adopt a podcaster day and do a different podcaster every day? And I thought that would be such a great idea.
Yeah, I love that idea so much. We did that over the holidays. It could have been. We did that over the holidays. Adopt a podcaster. I think it was all over the month of December. I think it went fairly well. I wish more people would have taken advantage of it. But I agree with you. I think that's a wonderful idea and would be a cool thing to try to get started, right? To get people into it and make it a thing. Maybe it happens on International Podcast Day, which is, I believe, the very end of September. So I think that would be a cool idea.
One time a year, right?
Yeah.
I would love to see it like on a weekly, like every Tuesday or, you know, every something.
Yeah. I mean, I think that could work too. It's just a matter of how do we get that to catch fire and get more people involved so it really becomes a thing. That, so yeah, I love that idea. Thank you, DR. All right, I'm gonna check in and let me bounce back to the moderators. Sid, your thoughts on this topic of leaving reviews, leaving comments, star ratings, whatever that is, for a podcast you haven't listened to?
Good morning, everybody. My short answer is no, I would not do that. I'm gonna listen to an episode or a couple of episodes before I leave a rating or review, because I believe that the integrity of those reviews is at question when you don't do that, because we rely on them. We rely on them as podcasters, but we also rely on them as listeners. So I think we should keep the integrity of those and only rate and review if you have listened.
That's fair. And my follow-up, Sid, what would you do, or what do you do, if somebody does come to you, asks you to review the podcast, you don't intend on listening, maybe you have a good sense, or it's just whatever reason that person just doesn't jive with you, you're not interested in listening, or maybe it's just their content that you have no interest in, what do you do anything as an alternative to support that podcaster?
So I have not been put in that situation, Mark, so I don't know how I would react, meaning supporting them or supporting their content in another way. So I think it's unfair for me to answer that question because I haven't been put in that situation. But I will also stay true to me first, right? And so if my values and my, you know, integrity is at stake, and somebody's asking me to do something and I don't align with them, or I don't align with their content, or that content's of not of interest to me, I'm not going to go and say positive things or anything about it until I have engaged with their content in some way. So I'm going to stay true to me first.
Okay, that's fair. Thank you, Sid. Appreciate it. Go ahead, Nick.
Shoot, I didn't even come off the mic, but I did have something I wanted to say.
Okay.
So I want to pose this other question, still in line with the leaving a review. If you have been a guest on someone's podcast, but you have not really listened to it enough to feel confident in a review based on what you've listened to, would you leave a review based on your experience as a guest?
Yes, I would do that. I would leave a review based on my experience as a guest. And I would say that I was a guest on episode number whatever, had a great experience working with Simona on this show. Blah, blah. So yes, if I'd been part of the show in some way, then yes, I would leave a review, even if I had not listened because I was part of it.
Yeah, good question, Nick. And I, by the way, I do want to say that I really appreciated, because I don't think I acknowledged it, Nick, your answer as far as, yeah, if you haven't heard it, or and you don't plan on listening, if you know the person, if you know the host, you're going to comment more about the host and what you know about them. I can appreciate that direction. And Simona, I see you wanted to say something, and then we're going to check in with Jonathan. Go ahead, Simona.
Good morning. I just want to add in a completely different side of this. There are like services and people who leave fake ratings and fake reviews all over podcasts. So in some sense, does it really matter? Do you know what I mean? Because people are going to hire other people to do this anyways. So, and that, like, to bump you up in the charts and all of that.
So let me turn that question around to you. Does it matter? I'm asking you, Simona. Oh, Simona.
Sorry, I had that. I had a bad connection. What did you say, Mark? Say that again.
I'm turning the question back at you. Does it matter?
I don't think so. I don't think that it does. I mean, I don't know. To be honest with you, I don't really like. If I listen to something, it has to be a podcast that I really, really, really like, and that I really want to listen to. That I'm going to like leave a rating or a review on. I leave ratings and reviews on my client podcasts, but like, I feel like, you know, we listen to the content, we produce the content, and I guess maybe I'm biased, but I like the content because otherwise we wouldn't produce it. Right. But I don't really think that it matters in the grand scheme. I mean, there's an ethical portion to it, I think, that matters, like from a human perspective. And like, yeah, you always want to stay ethical, but on the grand scheme, like people are paying for this just like they're paying for Instagram followers and Instagram bots and like all that kind of stuff. So I don't know. I kind of see both sides.
I hear you. But
let me just clarify though for the room, like the ethical portion of it, everything that I do, I always make sure that it's in integrity with myself. Would I go and leave a review for someone that I haven't listened to their content? No, I wouldn't. But in the grand scheme, I don't know that it holds the same weight because people don't have that ethical side and people will pay for those kinds of things, you know?
I hear that. Yeah. And I think that's a tough one because I think ultimately I don't want to add to it, right? If people are doing it and they're making it, they're paying to have their stuff reviewed and rated. Yeah, they're watering things down. So why would I want to go and add to that? I think, and like you said, ethically, it wouldn't feel right for me. So yes, even though others are doing it, I think I would withhold similarly to what you said. Jonathan, good morning. Did you want to add to the conversation, answer the question? The floor is yours. Good morning.
Well, thank you, Mark. And thank you for joining our live actually yesterday. And
you're welcome.
Being there to support. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of sitting on the side of the ethical of it, it makes me feel ick. Like the fact that I wouldn't.
Yep. We lost him. He got cut off and disappeared from the room. So he must have had a connection issue. We will come back to him. in a moment. And we've already heard from Alex as far as some of this goes. So I'm going to come back to him unless he has something specific. Let me see. On my screen, we're going to Jeff next. And then, oh, wait, Jonathan is back. Let me give Jonathan his chance. Let's see if he comes up. Go ahead.
I don't know where I got cut off, but I was saying it makes me feel ick, and I wouldn't give a recommendation on a podcast that I hadn't listened to, and I wouldn't want one on my podcast if you hadn't listened to it. Like we said, just ethically. But the other thing is, you know, I was looking at something. I was buying something on Best Buy the other day, and they had all these reviews, and it was like 5-star reviews, but they were marked as incentivized, which made me guess that they got something for it. And I discounted all of those reviews, which left like one review on the item I was getting. So, you know, it's the system might be broken more than we know, kind of like Simona said.
Yeah, that's fair. I think it might be. You might be right.
Amar?
Yeah, Alex?
In the comments, I think this is the all-time best comment ever. Richard says, adopt this old guy. Laughing. Seriously. So everybody needs to adopt Richard Pierce. I don't know what his podcast is about, but evidently we need to adopt an old guy. And if you do, you might forget because you're old. But, you know, there's enough old guys in this room. You can pick one that really resonates with you.
Okay, there you go. Adopt an old guy. Richard, congratulations. You've been adopted. By the way, real quick, and then we'll get back to the conversation. I see, well, two things. One, I want to remind you we do have tickets still available for Empowered Podcasting, the conference coming up in Charlotte on June 28th through the 30th. We have selected our speakers and we've begun sending out the letters letting you know. If you haven't gotten it, don't worry, because we just really finalized it, and I think we may have just started sending them out. If not, they are going out today, so more to come on that. But more importantly, it's time to get your tickets, and you can get your hotel room as well. There should be a link on empoweredpodcasting.com to do that. So please join us there. The second thing I wanted to say before we get back to the conversation is, Billy, good morning. I noticed on TikTok you had a video, the last I looked, that in a day had 500,000 views. And I admit, I watched it and laughed out loud, genuinely. So congratulations on that. I know you had been working to build up that TikTok, and I'm sure that was a great start. Do you want to share a little bit?
Oh, you noticed. Yay.
I did.
Cool. Yeah. So it's, I think it's like over 800,000 views
wow.
right now, which is like insane. And for us, I mean, like for my channel, it's interesting. I don't really know. Like I had a call, a friend of mine who's like a really big TikTok influencer. I'm like, so now what do I do? Like, I've never had a video do this. Is there like a follow-up plan, or do I sit here and laugh at the comments? So and keep my brain busy.
The comments had me rolling. I just probably spent 5-10 minutes scrolling through comments on that video.
Dude, it is amazing how people will get in that comment section and really just like have their own little world of back and forth and debates. And I mean, I've responded to a few of those comments. I've done a couple videos, but I probably need to do more. But yeah, it's amazing that people are so passionate about something that literally has nothing to do with them at all. They're going like fisticuffs in the comments. I'm like, you guys are wild, dude. This is so much fun.
Did you share what the video was?
Billy? Oh, sorry. Yeah. So somebody sent me an 18-pound coffee mug. And so it's just like a big piece of steel, like stainless steel with a handle on it. And my wife and I were doing an 18-pound mug challenge to see if we could pick it up and drink out of it. And so really, the debate is like, oh, that's not that heavy. You know, people are losing their mind. You should be able to lift up 18 pounds. And, you know, there's like physics to go into it. And so anyway, it's a lot of fun. Like, out of all the content I've ever posted in my life, and I've posted a lot, I was like, oh, this is what the world wants. I don't know if this is sad or if I should be happy and just, you know, make a whole TikTok channel about me and my mug. I don't know.
That's hilarious.
There actually is an Instagram post. I mean, there's an actual profile. It's Billy's mug.
Yeah.
It just popped up today.
It has its own account now. I love it.
I don't know. It's kind of funny. I've never had a video. I mean, this was viral for me. I don't know if by definition, if it's viral, but definitely in my content creation world, it is. So now what to do with that, I don't know. And then it has gained us probably like 300 followers, but out of like 800,000 views, I don't know if that's, I don't know what's good, what's not. There's no call to action. There was no planning. It was just me and my wife goofing around, which probably says a lot about my, you know, like kind of confused my brain a little bit, but I was like, okay, maybe I got to think less about the stuff that I'm posting.
Yeah. I hear that. It seems to be a common theme that I hear often from people when their videos go that viral that, you know, it wasn't the one they expected. It has nothing to do with my usual content. I didn't leave a call to action. It's usually those videos that tend to go viral. And it does say a lot. I'm not sure exactly what, but it does say a lot. Yes, Sid?
So I told Billy this in a text mess. I cannot talk this morning. Billy, you need to do a TikTok shop. You need to find a product, do a very similar video to it, put the link down there for people to buy and see what happens. Take what you learned on Amazon and doing that journey and put it in on TikTok, but selling it right there. I think it would be crazy good, especially if you bring your wife into it, because that's probably why they're watching.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and I think too, like with this company, and I'm not going to get on this too much, but we do have a TikTok seller account. And then we also are working a deal right now with that. Actually, I was working on it before this video, but now this company's really on it. Like, hey, dude, we want you to do this. But they will actually drop ship on my behalf from their Amazon warehouse. And so we're just looking at the logistics of shipping because there's like time frames you have to hit on TikTok. So we should know, hopefully by the end of today, if we can become a seller of that product. However, the price point is pretty high. So, you know, people are like, what, $200 for a mug? Like, this is great. Yeah, it's wild. So
yeah.
I don't know if it's even worth my time. You know, whatever, dude, it's viral content. So I don't know. I don't know the next steps. So if anybody's a pro in that, feel free to give me some tips offline.
I think the way that you handled, so in that video, there was a lot of comments of people being like, oh, you guys are so weak. You should be able to lift that, like what Billy said. And then you had that follow-up video where you showed your wife lifting a dumbbell, quote-unquote training, so that she could drink out of the mug. I think that was perfect. Like, I think if you keep kind of capitalizing on the comments and making more content off the comments, that will just increase your chances of, like, continuing that virality. I don't know. I haven't been viral like that, so I'm just making stuff up, but maybe worth trying.
I agree. I think that's great. Yeah, making those follow-ups.
Train like Rocky, baby. Train like Rocky.
And actually, yeah, exactly. And actually, Amanda did that a couple of times when her first TikTok video went viral, that egg video, tapping on the backside or the bottom of the egg and how it makes that little snap noise and then makes it easier to peel the egg once it's been boiled. She did one or two follow-ups that did really well, not as well as the original, and I think still went over 1 million views on that. So there is something to that formula, Nick, and it's only a matter of time before your video goes viral too, Nick. All right, I'm going to keep it moving. Let's see. Oh, we have Wynn on stage, and please forgive me, everybody. I know we've got multiple people here wanting to comment, so I'm going to start rattling through and getting to each of you. Wynn, good morning. It's been a little while since we've had you. Welcome back. What did you want to add to the conversation around reviewing and commenting?
Oh, yes, it has been a little while. Viewing and commenting, I don't necessarily publicly comment unless I've listened to something, particularly in the disabled space, which is really hard to do nowadays because of the way I sit in the non-quote disabled space, and I'm, yeah. That's a long story. I'm making the name of myself again, but I really don't comment unless I have listened to the podcast and I agree with the person that said leaving a Apple review is absolutely pain, and who's going to see it? I don't know, because Apple Podcasts, I almost called it Apple iTunes, but Apple Podcasts is not a universal thing, so who's going to see the review on a CEO with a disability, or who's going to see a review by Win? And I quit using it for a while. I like the more universal platforms, but at the same time, people are saying I'm on PodMatch, which is developed by Alex Cipino.
We always struggle with that. Sanfilippo.
There we go. Alex Sanfilippo. There we go. And then, so I'm on a lot of podcasts nowadays as a guest, but the problem is they say listen to the podcast, it automatically goes to Apple. So I don't know who's seen the review of me leaving it.
Yeah, I hear you. And sometimes it takes Apple a long time to get those reviews published.
Oh yes, it does. So Apple, if you're listening to this, please fix that and please make it easier on people with disabilities to leave a review. And yeah.
I hear that, Wynn. Thank you for that share. And yeah, I hear you. It is a little frustrating sometimes when you're leaving reviews on Apple and wondering if it's ever going to be seen. Yes, I'm with you there. Jeff, good morning to you. You're welcome to answer the question. And I want to make sure we're also sharing ways that we do support our fellow podcasters successfully. So if you have ways that you do that, by all means, please share. What do you want to add to the conversation? Good morning, Jeff.
Well, good morning, team. You know, if I want to support somebody's podcast, I will first and foremost try to recommend their podcast to people that I think will be a fan of maybe a particular episode, but certainly a fan of the podcast. If I'm right, and it's a weekly podcast, maybe I'm going to get them 50 spins, you know, if they listen to it for a year because they become a genuine fan. Because I would never expect to find 50 fans that, you know, joined me because they read one review. And certainly, if I have an opportunity to reference a podcast, because I'll, you know, I do interviews, and I will often listen to other interviews that a potential guest for me might have done. If I reference the podcast that I heard them on, I state it during my own to highlight them. As to will I leave a comment? Absolutely not. If I have not listened to it, I will not leave a comment. If I have not read a book, I will not recommend a book. And I'm not going to tell you to go buy a book. I'll probably buy it for you if I really think you really need to read it. But I would say that as a musician, my perspective starts from wanting to trust your comments. If somebody tells me they like every song on the album I just played on, I don't trust their feedback. But if they say, oh, I listened to song 1, 2, and 3, and I think that's, I really like 4 and 5. Yeah, I skip them. I'm not really interested. But 6, I love 6. Well, I trust your input. And I know that I had a publicist send a client to me. They wanted their client on my podcast. And I knew that their client uses a lot of production as a performer. And we do acoustic performances on our podcast. So I asked the publicist, which episode of my podcast did you listen to? Because I'm surprised that you think that particular client would be a good fit. And that publicist said they had not listened to my podcast yet. So that called into question everything I have ever worked with on that publicist, because I thought they were a good source of evaluation. And now I know they were willing to send a client that pays them an invoice to me, and they had no idea what I did. So so I call that into question very much, and I will not leave a comment ever. You know, the one thing I did think of, Simona, when Simona was saying, does it matter? I would say, and I love you, Simona. You know, I'm a fan of Simona. One of the things that you did say was, it doesn't have as much weight. Okay, well, that's true. But if it doesn't have as much weight, it still has weight. So, you know, it may not matter as much, but it does still matter. The last thing I was going to suggest for you, Billy, one, I want to offer the thought of hashtag mugshot. If you use still photographs with your mug, and you can always at least get one good hashtag Marvel if you parody the Avengers scene where they were trying to lift Mjolnir and determine which, you know, who is actually worthy of lifting the mug.
I love that idea. Yeah, Billy, please do that. Thanks, Jeff. Billy, please do that. You get a bunch of people trying to lift it, recreate that. It's from Avengers, the second Avengers movie. If you could recreate that scene, that would be pretty killer. I love that. Okay, going to keep it moving. Thank you again, Jeff. Awesome insight. Thank you for sharing what you do, and thank you for sharing your story there. I would be in question of a lot, too, if I was going through that. Before we go to Amanda, Nick, you had something? Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to pull this question out that DR put in the comments because I thought it was really good. If the podcast was really bad, would you leave a critical review of the show, or would you just pass on it and not leave anything?
That's a good question. Who, I'm trying to think if anybody here has said they would normally leave a review anyway.
I've gotten those.
Yeah.
Oh yes, our listeners are so loyal, and they love my podcast partner so much for cutting me off, and they are determined to change her, and they just don't realize that she will not change.
Yeah, and yeah, I hear that. People can be very opinionated. And I think the way that Nick has taken this question is more, would you review a podcast you were asked to review if it was, in your opinion, not a good podcast? And I think, for me personally, I would not, because that's what I do. I'm helping people podcast, starting, continuing, growing, etc. And so if anything, I might actually then sit down and offer a free consult and sit down with that podcaster and make some suggestions on how to improve it.
And Jonathan put in the comments he would leave a constructive review, which I think is a beautiful way to do it. And he just followed up again and said, wouldn't bash them. That's not fair, but give them advice. I really like that approach as well.
Yeah, I hesitate to do that sometimes because, you know, they're asking you to leave a review because they want the positive feedback. And even leaving constructive feedback in a kind way, it's not really what they're asking for. So I would at least first approach them, give them that feedback, and ask them if they'd be okay with that as my review. Yeah, Jeff, did you want to follow up on that?
You finished your thought with exactly what I was going to say. I have sent the comment that I was willing to post to people and say, look, this is what I'm comfortable with. If you want to change it, great. If you don't know how to change it, I'll help you. But yeah, I want people to follow my second review. So I've got to make sure that I trust my first review. But yeah, I've definitely run it by him beforehand, just like you described.
Very cool. Thank you, Jeff. All right, Amanda, good morning. You've heard several things said here about rating and reviewing, and this came from a live that you were a part of, the main icebreaker question anyway. So what did you want to say about all this? Do you want to comment on this in particular, or do you have some ways that you support fellow podcasters? The floor is yours. Good morning.
Good morning. I love that this was the conversation today. It was such a good conversation with the girls. For me, you know, I think if someone were to ask me to leave a review from a listener's point of view, you know, I think it's important to clarify, you know, what kind of review do you want to receive, especially, you know, from people like Mark or, you know, who have that background in production. And, you know, I wouldn't want to leave a review like, well, the sound really sucks, you know, or something like that, or you know, your production sucks, or leaving a review. I think, you know, it's important to ask for clarity if you're asking someone to leave a review for you. And for me, you know, it's I am really mindful of, you know, what I stamp my name on. So keeping that in mind, there may be some people who will ask me for a review that, you know, when I listen to their content, it really doesn't align with what I stand for. You know, you don't know what people speak about on their podcast. And, you know, unless you haven't listened to every single episode, I mean, there could be something in there that could drum up something, you know, I'm trying to think of an example, you know, like a race issue. I wouldn't want to stamp my name on something like that. You know, that people are going to review the surface and say, oh, this episode's in the limelight, and I'm looking at the reviews and Amanda said this podcast is great, so she must think this is great. You know, so I think it's really important to keep those things in mind when you're giving a review. For me too, I like to give a lot of my reviews and repost a lot of things on my personal page, rather than my professional page, just because, you know, when I have new people coming into my community, I don't want to confuse them or have them drift away from my content or following me, especially if they just discovered me. You know, if I post something in my story, listen to this, listen to that, and they haven't even followed me yet, and then they've just taken a trail down, you know, scrolling lane, they'll forget to follow me. And then there I've lost somebody who came into my community initially through my content. So I think it's important to keep that in mind too. So some of the ways I love to support fellow podcasters that align with, you know, my morals and core values is, you know, posting them on my personal page, engaging in their content, you know, listening to their content and engaging on Instagram, if that's their platform that they use, you know, engaging, giving them a like, things of that nature. So that's what I wanted to share.
Thank you, Amanda. You know, that's one that seems obvious that hasn't been shared and maybe isn't so obvious. To support a fellow podcaster, consuming their content alone is a great way to support them. Listening to that episode, watching that episode, that is going to help them. Every view, every download, every stream helps. So yeah, thank you for bringing that up, and thank you for sharing some of the ways that you do that. Jackie, good morning to you. You want to share some ways that you support a fellow podcaster, or did you want to answer that the main question of the morning around whether or not it's okay to leave a review if you haven't listened? Go for it.
I would not leave a review if I haven't listened. Saying that, I admitted yesterday, I don't know if you saw on my Instagram, I'm not very good at listening to other people's podcasts, but I'm changing that. And I started with Amanda and I put her up in all of my stuff. I am going to, you know what, Amanda, it's funny you said that because I was like, I need to put this on my personal page as well. It does go to my personal Facebook on that account. So people saw you on Facebook. But yeah, I'm starting to look at everybody in here and leaving either a star review or words if I can on a different platform, just because and then sharing it. Because I feel like sharing it is even better than the review that you're going to put on their content. Like, yes, it makes a jump, but how many eyes are on it when you share it and talk about it to people? So I at least want to try to talk about everybody's podcast I'm listening to in conversation with people like once a week, at least. I know that doesn't sound like much, but I'm on mom things and a lot of people, I talk to a lot of people during the week, and then posting it. Yes. And you know what? As far as like sound quality and stuff like that, I'm not really qualified to talk about that anyways, because that's not my strongest thing. But I can find, like, I looked through Amanda's episodes and I saw the one about being a mom. Duh, that's where I'm going, right? So I'm trying to find content that I can resonate with and I can speak on. And my listeners, when I'm putting it on my page, you know, same thing with them. So.
Thank you, Jackie. By the way, how's the smoking going? Or the non-smoking?
I haven't. Yeah, I haven't. Better.
Good.
Definitely better. Yes, yes, yes. Definitely.
Good. Well, we're still cheering you on. So congratulations on holding out and kicking this habit. And I did want to say, it's funny how what Jackie had said, I'm not qualified to speak on audio quality. And I say it's funny because some of us, and I don't know this about Jackie, but some of us are quick to leave our criticism of, say, a product on Amazon, and we may not be experts in that product's functionality, but we have no problem saying if it's not working to our satisfaction. So I think that, yes, we are all qualified to speak on audio quality. It's how did it sound to you? Was it easy to hear? Were there distractions? Yeah, you're absolutely, as a listener, all of us are qualified to comment on if it was a quote unquote good listening experience. Walt, you wanted to add something? Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to shout out John Lacey in the chat. He made a really good comment. He said, I wonder how many people want feedback and how many are looking for positive reinforcement and affirmation. And it got me thinking just about like what people really want when they're asking people to leave a review. And it's to help grow the show is promotion. If people wanted like an actual review, they probably ask you to do it privately because reviews are like, you know, constructive criticism and all of that. And if it is positive, then they'll share it. So I think that just as we're kind of nearing the end, if someone's asking you that, you're feeling kind of, just give them other ways to promote it and grow it. And, yeah. So shout out to John Lacey in the chat.
Yeah. Thank you, John, for participating in the chat. And Walt, thank you for keeping an eye on it. I know several of you have today. So thank you to the moderators for doing that for me. As I
saw you in the chat too.
Yeah, I tried to pop in here and there, but as I've said before, I ask the moderators to keep an eye on the chat because I lose my focus quickly when I go in there. All right, we are going to John, and in a typical fashion, we're going to ask John to take us home on this topic for now. John, did you want to share your comments on leaving feedback, and do you have any ways that you support other podcasters?
Well, there's two things, and you kind of alluded to one of them, but I don't leave reviews ever because they're worthless. They do nothing. They do nothing to help increase discoverability, downloads of the show, none of that stuff. And if we were really serious about supporting podcasters, I mean, really serious, and this takes a lot less time than leaving a review, is to pick one episode. If we go right now in this room and roll the podcast, the average downloads per month is 30 per episode in a month. If everybody in this room went to one podcast and listened to 65 seconds or 90 seconds of an episode of one designated show, they would double their numbers in less than a day. They would go from 30 to 60. So it's the easiest way. When people ask me to, and they've done quite often, hey, leave a review for my show, I don't tell them I don't do that. they ask me to leave a review for the book, I don't do that as well. But one of the things I will do, if I've been a guest on someone else's show, I'll ask them with their approval if I can use the audio, the entire audio, and promote it to my audience and make them aware of their show. And it's titled as a special episode. And then I promote that on our social media about once every 2-3 months. It never goes away. So that's how I support other podcasters. But this idea of, hey, leave me a rating review. I don't do it. It's a waste of time. It does nothing positive. All it does is waste my time. And by the way, if you can do a search right now, go to Apple Podcasts and see if ratings reviews actually increase how you chart, how you download. They'll tell you it doesn't. And if it really mattered, they'd put them up right away. It does not matter. So I, in turn, do things that do matter. And I highly encourage we all should do the same.
Thank you, John. I appreciate that. And respectfully, I disagree about the fact that it doesn't work, but not in the same way, because to your point, there is nothing out there that proves it's going to help with discoverability in the sense that it's the algorithm's going to react and it's going to boost your visibility for your podcast. I agree that's not the case. I do believe, I read this book and I've read it in other places as well, this book Influence. It talks all about social proof, and it talks about the value of ratings and reviews for consumers. And I think it's important to recognize that, yeah, okay, it's not triggering the algorithm. It's not going to maybe have an immediate impact. But the more positive reviews, and I will say legitimate ones, I think the more people will be likely to press play if they've come and found your podcast.
And if that were true, then everybody who did paid reviews would be a top 0.01% ranked show, and they're not. They're not even blips on a radar.
Well, but that's not entirely true, because people do pay and they do get those bumps and they do appear in those top lists.
That's not how you get increases, Mark. You know that. That's not how you get.
I'm not advocating that, John. But I'm saying that people do it, and you said it doesn't work, but I've seen it work. I've seen people get in those top 10 lists.
What I said was, it's a total waste of time. That's what I said. It doesn't do much to benefit the people. I didn't say it doesn't work. It has a limited purpose. But if you really want to improve a show, and this is what my point was, everybody in this room could download and listen to 60 seconds of one episode. And if they're getting 30 downloads per month in 30 days, all of a sudden they've gone 30 to 60 in one day. That's the best way to show support.
Okay. Well, we can absolutely agree to disagree, because I've read it in countless places. I've seen studies. I've seen the statistics that say social proof, ratings, and reviews absolutely make a difference on the success of a sale, of a listen, of a download, etc. So again, I'm not saying it's going to make you a success overnight. I'm not saying you're going to see a huge boost in numbers, but over time, that social proof does make a difference. And Simone is dying to chime in. Go ahead, Simona.
You know, I'm like, hello. So I think that if you're looking at just from an algorithm perspective, I agree with John. Like, you know, triggering a review or asking for a review doesn't actually bump up your show. And I think the misconception that a lot of, you know, newer podcasters especially will have, and I see this all the time and I get asked this all the time, is, you know, do the reviews that people leave me matter? And on Apple Podcasts specifically, it doesn't. And they have confirmed that, you know, even Apple has confirmed that leaving reviews does nothing to bump up your show. Ratings does, because that's a metric that they can track, right? That's like a point for the algorithm, if you will, along with the downloads and the number of downloads in a specific amount of period of time and all that. So, you know, if you're wanting to get something, in my opinion, if you're wanting to get something from your listener, you should ask them for ratings on your show. That said, having reviews on your podcast, of your whatever it is you're doing, like even like I think about programs we run. I have a membership. I have a group coaching program. Reviews on those programs are important for me to be able to sell to people who might not know me, you know? And so
I think that reviews, like you're saying, Mark, are really important from a social proof point of view. But like John is saying, they don't do anything for the algorithm. So if your intention in asking for the review is to bump up in the algorithm and make those charts and those lists, that's not the way in which you will, like, you will be able to do that, because it doesn't do anything for that. But if you're wanting to gain that social proof, then I think that's a really good, like, a really good way to do that. And so when I was saying earlier today, you know, does it quote unquote matter? You know, I think that ratings and reviews do matter. And Jeff, I know you were speaking to this earlier too. I think that they do matter. But I don't think that we have to put all of our weight in it. You know what I mean? Like, there's so many other ways. And I like what Amanda put in the, chat. She said, where is she? She said, I love that, John. And I think it's a great way to respond when someone is asking for you for a review. What type of support would you like? Affirmation or feedback? And I really like that. Okay, I'll pass it to you, Jeff.
Yeah, there's a great lyric from a song by Fleetwood Mac. It's called, Oh Well. Don't ask me what I think of you, because you might not like the answer that I give. So quite often it's asked me to put a name on something, my name on something, that I'm just not going to do it. I would rather this than a show. And then when, I think Jeff said this as well, if I really like the show, I'm going to tell other people about it. And one of the shows I do all the time doesn't need my help. It's called Lore. That thing is phenomenal. I'll tell people all day long how great a show it is, and people should listen to it, and the reason why you'll enjoy it. But that's what I do. I listen to other people's shows, and I don't comment on their stuff.
Yeah, and a lot of people are saying they love that idea, and I do too, that John's saying, as far as the way he supports, is he listens to the podcast to help boost those numbers for the, you know, especially for a smaller podcast, that goes a long way. I'm all for that. And thank you, Simona, for the insight as well. I think the three of us are on the same page if the way Simona broke it down it resonates. I think that's what it is. If you want ratings and reviews to trigger an algorithm, and according to Apple and what they've published, it ain't going to work.
Can I add one more thing, Mark?
Yep.
We're all saying the same thing because mm-hmm. we all know the same thing. You know what I mean? Like, we're all saying the same thing. We're just saying it differently. And we're saying it differently because we all have other different perspective of why something may or may not be good for us, for our shows, for what we do and all of that. And so, you know, John's grown, you know, a massive podcast. Mark, I know your podcast is in the millions of downloads as well. And so you both have shows that have done incredibly well with two different philosophies on the same thing, yet also have the same perspective.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that's what I know I like to say here all the time, is that I do not believe there is one way. I believe that it works differently for different people, different podcasts, different audiences. And yes, there are some algorithms and some tricks you can take on, you can implement to help with the algorithm, absolutely. And there are other factors as well and other ways of doing it. So yes, I we're all on the same page. I appreciate when we have sometimes differences of opinion, or it seems that we do and we work our way through it. It's one of the things I love about this room and this community, this podcast. So it's all good. And we're back again tomorrow, 7 a.m. Eastern, covering all the headlines around the world of podcasting, content creation, AI, anything that really is of interest to us as content creators. We will cover it all tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Eastern, and we are here every morning, 7 a.m. Eastern, talking all things podcasting. And we are a podcast that you can consume at 7 a.m. Pacific time on your favorite podcast platform. Until tomorrow, make it a great day, everybody. Take care.